Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll be telling you about Terminator Salvation. Darn if I know how you could enjoy watching the latest Terminator movie, Terminator Salvation, the fourth film in this franchise, with having at least seen the first version, maybe the next two. It'd be a little like seeing Return of the King without having seen Fellowship of the Ring. So for those who might not have seen the first version, maybe I should mention that in the original film, a robot from the future, played by the Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, comes from the future. It seems there's a war going on there between humans and machines created by a master computer named Skynet that has become self-aware. So the Terminator is sent back to the past to kill Sarah Connor before she can give birth to her son John, who, if he's born and survives, will be a charismatic resistance leader in the war against the machines. But John Connor in the future, played by Christian Bale, sends one of his best soldiers, Kyle Reese, back to stop the Terminator. Kyle and the intrepid Sarah Connor, lately of television fame, manage to defeat the bad robot and in a romantic interlude beget John Connor. But Skynet is determined and in the next two films sends out progressively advanced robots to bump off said John Connor. Let me say first that time travel stories give me a headache. Remember, in the second and third films, we're with John Connor before the machines take over when he's 10 or 12 in the second and 20 or so in the third. So that's at least close to present tense. But then there's John Connor in the future, leading the resistance. Now, wait a minute. How can there be two of him? But it gets worse. In Terminator Salvation, we have to get Kyle Reese back to the past so he can have that romantic moment. That's what the so-called plot of this film is about. Connor being desperate to find Kyle Reese, who he knows is his father or will be his father. If Kyle is killed here in the future before he can get sent to the past, there would be no John Connor to lead the resistance. But how can that be, since John Connor is already in the future? The film gives a thin answer about parallel timelines, but as I say, time travel stories give me a headache. So anyway, this film's John Connor knows that he has to find Kyle, whom he has never met, who's going to be his father, but is just a teenager 10 years younger than he, and get him back to the past so he can meet Sarah, save her, have the romantic moment that will be at John Connor, who's already in the future. I give up. But never mind. This movie isn't so much about a coherent storyline as it is about flashbang, computer-generated special effects and action sequences, especially chases, that seem intended to keep you from stopping to think about the nutty time travel stuff. If you took out the chase scenes, this two-hour movie would be about an hour and a half. Much of the chasing focuses on Marcus Wright, played by Sam Worthington, whom we meet in the opening sequence, about to be executed for murder in a time before the war, and he donates his body to science. Little does he know what the scientists will do to him. He wakes up years later with the battle raging between humans and machines, quite surprised that he's alive, and with no memory at all of the time that passed after his execution. Gradually, he learns he just isn't the same fella he used to be. He's not one of the machines, but he isn't quite human either. Actually, this situation is the most dramatically interesting part of the film, as he slowly discovers the truth about himself and what's been done to him. In effect, he's like Oedipus in the classic Greek drama, who struggles to find out who he really is. Science fiction fans will recognize the Marcus Wright part of the plot as a prime example of what they call cyberpunk, a type of fiction that explores the possibilities of the melding of human and computer, best exemplified in the novels of William Gibson. From a dramatic perspective, this is the best part of the movie with little human drama. Those who like to have their senses bombarded with special effects and see some genuinely evil robots destroyed will probably like Terminator Salvation. And if you do like this one, be cheered. There has to be at least one, maybe two or three more films, because the film's Kyle Reese has to do some growing up before he goes back to rescue Sarah Connor and beget John, and John Connor has to find a time machine to send him. Terminator Salvation is a pretty fair popcorn movie, and I'll give it 3 stars out of 5, but I'm not breathless in anticipation for the inevitable next one.